When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Four Center podcast feed, and I'm Ken Napsok for another edition of Star Wars Ranked. I got a topic for you. I got five things to support that topic. It's simple. Get it, got it, good, and let's begin. It's a holiday weekend, so it's just me and my microphone talking about something fun here in the Star Wars universe, and we've had a lot of Star Wars Ranked episodes and just general discussions here on Four Center about the background characters we love, the background Jedi in the prequels that we love, the characters that are small in terms of story but affected things in a giant way. And recently I did one about the comic books that I would like to see, the stories that I think need to be told in there. So this one might come off as similar in nature and vibe, but I think you'll understand what I mean. The new Star Wars canon has brought us a wonderful amount of characters. Many, many great characters. So I'm going to consider this show right here a conversation starter. And I want you to find us on Twitter at Four Center Pod. Go to Facebook, use the hashtag Star Wars Ranked, and join this conversation like never before, because I'm sure there's a lot of different answers. Here is the topic for my list tonight. New Star Wars characters we want more from. Now, that could be anything. That could be them in a live-action series or live-action movie. That could be them in their own animated show if they began one. Maybe they began in the comics. We want them to cross over. Maybe they're novel-only or novel-heavy, or maybe you've played them recently in video games and you want to see more of them and other things. That's what this list is about. Pretty simple. Let's get to it. I'm sure you have your own. Here are mine. Number 5, Dr. Aphra. Now, I'll say this. She's fallen down the list, not at any fault of her own. Just so many wonderful other characters have been introduced after her, but she was one of the first in new canon to really break through. Shows up in the middle of the events of the Darth Vader comic, which was focused on Vader. And, much like a lot of other characters, I look at Ezra, look at Ahsoka. Not the greatest beginning for me, where it was just like, she's like obsessed with Vader. She's Vader's girlfriend. What's going on here? We couldn't be, and I couldn't have been, more wrong. This is an archaeologist, though her licensing, for that career is up and down. She is a very different character. She is going around the galaxy during the New Hope era, just kind of causing problems. Is she a bad guy? Is she a good guy? Does she have a heart? We don't quite know. She has had a relationship with Saint Astaros. She has she's known around the galaxy. She's got these two killer droids, BT and 000. They're not necessarily the favorites of others. I kind of like them in small doses. She is an interesting character and was so interesting that she, got her own comic, has her own comic. It's still going. I just read the annual. And the 14th issue, I believe, and we're still going strong. She's got things going on with that Imperial, disgraced Imperial officer, Tovin, I believe is the name, with the cybernetic neck and everything. So Aphra's an interesting character. There's a reason she's become so popular. There's a lot of different reasons. She is a new diverse character in the Star Wars universe. She's another female character in the Star Wars universe, and there's always a hungry audience for that. And then she didn't just check those boxes and that's the end of the day. This is a compelling character. Father issues, which character doesn't have father issues in Star Wars? And she is an interesting character because it's an interesting device. You can get into a lot of history in Star Wars because of her job. She's an archaeologist. And true, when the issues, her own issues begin, her comic run, she is, ends up traveling around with her father. And they go to some far reaches of the galaxy. And you learn a lot about some of the Jedi and Sith history. And that's one of the most intriguing things about her. Is she is a great character that can be used to tell other stories as well as her stories. She's been fleshed out a lot, and she belongs in the original trilogy timeline. It works for me. At first, I was a little trepidatious. Introducing new characters to the original trilogy timeline is tricky, even when it does work. Radis, Krennic. Some of these great characters from Rogue One or Rebel Rising, Saw Gerrera, bringing him back and inserting him into the original trilogy timeline. It can be tricky because where are they? You have to account for them during those events, and it's kind of silly that you have to, but you do. If you're going to say, here's Admiral Radis, he's very important to the Rebel Alliance. Okay, where was he in New Hope, Empire Jedi? Okay, he died. That's an answer. Krennic. He's been going around for a long time. His story dates back to the Clone Wars. Where was he? Okay, you need to provide us an answer. That's just how fandoms are these days. Like it or lump it, that's the way it is. And with Aphra inserting it very strongly into the original trilogy timeline, it could have been tricky, but it works. And in the book, from a certain point of view, when you get to hear and read an Aphra story, and she's on Dantooine at the time, that the Imperials are searching for this so-called rebel base, it worked for me. It could have gone wrong. It could have been too cute. It could have been you're taking this character from the comics for the first time, and you're jumping her in to this bigger storyline, and it worked. And I think if people aren't familiar with her, you get a great sense of that character, of who she is, what she's capable of. She's got a great humor to her. She's got a great sense of spirit to her. She is dangerous. She is a great fighter. I really do like this character. And I think the comic run is great. It's like all comic runs after a certain amount of time. It goes up and down, and you find the stories, some you like more than others. And I think that's why she's a little bit lower on my list. She would have been kind of a one or a two, maybe 6-7 months to a year ago, if I was being honest, because there's something really intriguing about this character as this character grew. But now she's gotten a chance to have a lot of her story told. But I think because she is still so popular, I think we need to see things like figures. We need to see maybe her own novel, a bit of a, I don't want to say an origin story, but that could work. Can she carry, she's carried this comic line now well over a year, can she carry something that is focused on her? It's going to be tough to make those leaps, but, you know, hey, a cameo in the Han Solo movie, that's not out of the possibility, a realm of possibility, and it would work. It wouldn't feel cheesy, or at least I would hope they wouldn't make it cheesy. Now there's no rumors or news of this type of cameo, but I think that's how you could do it, and then you can tell more of the stories. I think a book. I don't think these young adult Star Wars novels have just been home run after home run after home run. That might be a good place. Maybe another anthology. I don't know if it works. It's hard to test. We are inside the Star Wars bubble. So when it's like, hey, you know what? Afra's popular. But how popular to the general Star Wars fan is the big question. We might see, though, if they put her in a movie, small role, or a novel, straight out novel focused on her. I think it could work. They've really crafted a great character. Number four on my list, around the same time frame. I think I would like to see this character. I've talked already about comic books that we need from Marvel, including The Rise of Cheap Chirper. I stand by that one. Go back and listen to that Star Wars rank. Star Wars rank number 19. Number four, Saina Starros, also known in some circles still as Saina Solo. I really wanted this character to appear in the Han Solo movie. I don't know if that's going to happen. When you heard rumors of some of the casting calls, a lot of focus and rumors on someone like a performer like Tessa Thompson, who is just hitting on all cylinders and everything she's in, it seemed to work up. I was really excited that Saina Starros could appear. And it would have been a just reward for this character that caused such a problem when she showed up. It was in the Marvel mainline of the Star Wars story. She shows up, Han and Leia are out on a little mission, tracks them down. Ramp comes down and she comes out. Hey, I'm Saina Solo. Han Solo is my husband. It was a big splash and it caused, true to form with fandoms these days, right? It caused a controversy. Han was married. That makes him just a scumbucket cheater when he's trying to court Leia. And I agree with that. I preached. I think you can go back to Jedi Alliance days. I preached caution. Let's see where this goes. Let's trust the creators here. And sure enough, it was a ruse. This was a character that had a history with Han, not actually married to Han. It would appear that she would not be interested in that kind of relationship. I don't know if it's really determined if Saina is not. She might be bisexual. It's hard. There's some confusion there. But she definitely is not completely charmed by Lando. When I say confusion, I shouldn't say now with Saina, with us as the readers, to clarify that. There is a great issue with her and Lando that focuses on them, and it was, I think, the most we've spent with Saina, and not a bevy of other characters around her. It's just her and Lando. And they too have a history there. And there's something, you know, we all love that Star Wars underworld, right? We sometimes, if we want the live action show, we still think, hey, maybe a Star Wars underworld show like they had planned 10 years ago or so. Maybe the video game 1313, adapt that in the show. We're kind of fascinated with it. And Saina Starros, along with Dr. Aphra, but Saina definitely part of that underworld. And I think it's fascinating. And that recent issue, I forget the number now, it's in the 30s, of the Star Wars comic, her and Lando on a little side mission, little focus over there. I loved it. It really, really worked. And if she's not going to show up in the Solo film, at least not this one, who knows, maybe the series continues, I would like to see her have her own comic run. Just give me 5 issues on that story there. Let me see it. And if we're going to do a live-action TV show and it's going to focus on the underworld, I don't know. I almost don't want that. I'm not obsessed with Star Wars Underworld as much as other people are, but I would like that. I would put her front and center. Put her one of the main 5 characters. I would like to see more from this character. They dropped her into the fire a year or two ago now. Actually, it'd be longer. It would be almost 3 years ago that Saina Starros showed up and made a splash and created such a controversy. Use her more, and let's really throw her into this world and figure out who she is. Number 3, I've brought him up before because I I was when I made my list, there was another character in this spot. And then I thought more about it, and I think we're going to get it. With my title here, New Star Wars Characters We Want More From, I think we're going to get more from him. In fact, we already are. He's been mentioned a lot more, and he has he's reappeared in the Poe Dameron comic, and that is Lor San Tekka. There is something to this character. When Max Van Sydow was cast, a lot of people, oh, he's Boba Fett, he's Kanan, he's this, he's that. Nope, he's this new character, Lor San Tekka. And yeah, he appears just for a brief moment in The Force Awakens, but there's so much history there. This will begin to make things right. General, to me, shall always be royalty. All these moments, and he has the map. He's palled around with Luke Skywalker. He believes in the Force. He's part of the Church of the Force, but he's not a Force user, per se. Doesn't have a lightsaber, but he knows who Kylo is. He knows his history, not afraid to confront him. There's a lot to Lor San Tekka, and as the character starts to appear more, he appears heavy. In the Poe Dameron comic, it launches. It's about Poe and Black Squadron trying to track down Lor San Tekka before the events of Force Awakens. And then if you've played Battlefront 2, if you haven't, spoiler, you could stop here, go back, finish the campaign. I finally have finished it. And Lor San Tekka factors into that as well as the search for Jedi and Sith relics. So there's something fascinating. And it was on Databank, the StarWars.com Databank, that we first revealed. It was first revealed, and I think maybe in the visual dictionaries there, that Lor San Tekka, after the events of Return of the Jedi, helped Luke Skywalker, you know, track down these relics. Helped Luke Skywalker learn about the Force. Helped him on his mission. And we still don't know all the details. But some recent additions to the canon through Battlefront 2, the Poe Dameron comic, makes me just hungry for more of Lor San Tekka. I keep talking about an animated series. Mark Hamill can voice it. Luke Skywalker and Lor San Tekka, sometime after the events of Return of the Jedi, on their quest, whatever it may be. I'd be fascinated to see more about that. An animated series would be interesting, but I will take some sort of book. I don't necessarily think we're going to get a Lor San Tekka novel, but if after the events of Last Jedi, or maybe we have to wait post episode 9 when the whole story is out there in front of us, the new trilogy, maybe we will get to get some detail on Luke's adventures. They're putting a lot out there. The Legends of Luke Skywalker book, which I have finished, was not my favorite of the new canon novels. I will say that. It's just something about the style. I love the concept, but there are things to take from that novel that are important. I know some people have tweeted me that they can't get through the book. I understand. I had to power through. It took me a while. I will say it took me a while, but I finally finished it. And there's some good stuff there. I do agree. There's some people who cautioned me early. Don't throw it away. Don't throw it away. Stick with it. And there's some things there. And you start to see Luke, what he was doing. You get a clearer picture of what Luke was doing. And Lor San Tekka is key to that. So some kind of Luke Skywalker story set after the events of Jedi with Lor San Tekka involved. I think it's necessary to help fill in some of these answers. Number 2, Cassian Andor. I just watched Rogue One again, and the movie got me. I got emotional at the ending. When Antilles hands Leia the plans of the Death Star, I got emotional again. That's the power of Star Wars when you really let yourself into the Star Wars bubble. But Cassian Andor, Diego Luna, I want more of him. He's not going to, but I would love to see him show up in Rebels towards the end here. Totally fits in the timeline. In Rebel Rising, I wasn't expecting him to show up, but the timeline is there. Leia, Princess of Alderaan, the timeline could be there. Closer you get towards the events of New Hope. Cassian Andor has an interesting story. I've talked about it here a lot. If you read the Rogue One novel, it's just subtle. It's thrown in there. He has a problem with the Force. He has a problem with Jedi and Force-sensitive people. He was a separatist. Not necessarily per se him, but he was 6 years old when he was pulled into this fight, and his family was fighting the Republic. So the Jedi and the clones, not the favorites of the Andor family. And that is interesting to me. Fascinating. because I've always had this theory, not theory, it's not mine. I am not great with theories, but there's this idea that's always been out there that Count Dooku, in a way, was the father of the rebellion. Not really, but when you look at it, he was leading the separatists by plan. It was part of his plan, but I really think he believed in that stuff. So this idea that the separatists kind of, you know, are taken over and wiped away, and the Republic becomes the Empire, that would mean Dooku and his ideals and the people who believed in him, whether or not Dooku was faking it or not, it was part of a bigger plan. Other people believed in what he wanted. So maybe Dooku is the father of rebellion. So it's fascinating, with that stuff always in my head, to learn that Cassian Andor, who I already loved in Rogue One, but I read the novel after, and there it is. His family had separatist leanings, and Cassian was not, like I said, did not favor the Jedi, did not trust the Jedi, had issues with the Jedi. It's more clear in the novel, and that is fascinating. So I want more. I don't want this character to just be tossed aside. I want more than just some kind of passing reference in another novel or story. Give me something more. I don't necessarily need, say, a video game or something like that. I know he's not so key to the rebellion that he could carry, say, a TV series. I think someone like Dr. Aphra actually would have, that's why they chose a comic line around her. You can actually carry a story. There's some bigger purpose there. And or just, he factors into the rebellion, but that's the key. He factors in from a different point of view, from a different angle. And he talks about some of the bad things he did, and we see it when he shoots the informant early on in Rogue One, and he has a change of heart, and we grow to like that character, but I think it would be better earned. Rogue One was a little short on the character development, I will say that. I do agree with that criticism of the movie. But I think if you go back and tell a little bit more of Cassian's story, how he joined the Rebellion, maybe it's a five-issue comic run. They did have the Cassian and K2SO one-shot comic from Marvel, and it was okay, but it was great action. It was good. Read it if you haven't checked it out. But I want something deeper. And a five-issue comic run. Those are great ways to get some of these stories out in the Star Wars universe. I want more from Andor because I think he deserves it. That character, to me, is more than just a one-and-done movie character. There's something about his story that's different. That's different because he had no choice and he had to fight. And the people he was fighting aren't necessarily the same as his now teammates. You know what I mean? The rebels were kind of fighting. They're fighting the Empire now, but maybe back in the day, maybe some of their folks were on the side of the Republic. Not Andor's, not Cassian's. He had no choice. He was in a fight, and it was not against the same enemy. Number one. All right. I'm clapping with excitement. I said it. I finished that Battlefront 2 campaign mode. Yep, it was quick. I know some people want more. We're supposed to get a little bit more. Some of the story was rushed, but I'll be damned. I loved Battlefront 2, the campaign mode. Playing it online is great. I'm fine with that. But that story mode was what I wanted. I want more, and that's okay. Leave them wanting more. It's a good skill to have, good strategy in comedy and entertainment. And it should also be so in video games, I think, because it worked for me. And the character number one on my list of new Star Wars characters we want more from is Iden Versio. I don't know if you can. We're going to get more. I know this DLC on the story mode is going to come. And I don't want to go too much into spoilers, just in case if you're still listening and you haven't played. There is a switch in this character. There is an interesting development. I don't believe in the big theory that everyone thinks about Iden Versio and another character, Del Mico. I don't believe that theory at all. Maybe 99% don't believe. But that aside, there is a fascinating character, and we knew going in Iden Versio was an Imperial, raised an Imperial by her Admiral father and her artist mother, who did all of or most of the Imperial recruitment posters. The book Inferno Squad was a quieter book than I thought. I thought Inferno Squad, Imperial Special Forces, we're going to get some blood and guts, some action, and we got that. We got a little bit of that. But Inferno Squad, the novel, so good because Christy Golden took us to a quieter, softer level. It's more emotional book, mental, a little bit more on the mental side of things, psychological side of things. on the heart and brain side of things, not the brawn. And that's what I liked. And you really got a sense of the character of Iden Versio and some of the conflict inside her. And the conflict that was in some of her other teammates. And, as we learned, not in some of her other teammates. I want more with Iden Versio. And I want it to go beyond the video games. This character is great. And Janina Gavankar, who I've had the pleasure of meeting a few times. Pleasure flying back, actually, from Star Wars Celebration. That's a funny story. She sat next to me, Barry Nemiroff. She is spectacular. She threw herself into this role, and it really, really, really worked. You have an intriguing character, and you could tell her story going forward, or you could go back and tell me more. I'd be more, I'd be interested in a little bit more. I don't know how you could quite work it. Another novel, maybe shorter stories, part of an anthology. But Iden Versio is a very intriguing character that's needed in the galaxy. Her point of view is interesting to me. Raised Imperial. Not sure, sees the rebels as the enemy, as she should, but then when she gets up close, maybe it's not the same. And maybe it's not because the rebels win her over in her heart in any way. Maybe it's what the Empire does, and that's fascinating to me too. And she's just downright cool. The Inferno Squad is cool. Yes, that's right. It's very cool. Wink. So I want to see more of Iden Versio. If video games are the only place I'm going to get it, fine. Fine. But you got a live-action TV show coming up. You have an accomplished actress playing this role. You have accomplished actors playing a lot of the other roles in Battlefront 2. One can dream. Star Wars fan can dream. An Iden Versio-centered live-action TV show on the Disney app. I'm there. Are you guys? There's a lot of other characters out there in the new Star Wars canon that we want more from, and I want to hear from you. You can post it here on our Facebook page. You can post it on Twitter. Use the hashtag Star Wars Ranked. Or if you're supportive of our Patreon page, post it there, and we'll have a conversation. I'll go in and answer some of your comments. We'll do that, guys. That's Star Wars Ranked for now. Appreciate it. I hope you guys had a good holiday season if you're in the States for Thanksgiving. And I hope you're all geared up for the holidays world round. It is a good time to be a Star Wars fan. The shadow of Last Jedi looms above us. And it's a good shadow to be under. That's it for now. See you, guys. Star Wars has been ranked.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.